Senior High School Social Studies. Current topics: Albert Schweitzer, Friend of Man. This is the Board of Education station, WBOE in Cleveland. Stay tuned to this station for the current topics program, which follows in 10 seconds. In its current topics series, the Division of Social Studies presents the program Albert Schweitzer, Friend of Man. On September 4th, last month, one of the great men of this century died. Dr. Albert Schweitzer, world famous as theologian, philosopher, doctor of medicine, and organist. This was an excerpt from the Bach Prelude in C minor, played by Dr. Schweitzer. Today, we are indeed fortunate to have as our guest in the studio a Cleveland physician, Dr. R. Richard Renner, who visited Dr. Schweitzer at his hospital in Africa during this past year. Now, here is Mr. Earl Heist of Station WBOE to introduce our guest speaker.
Dr. Renner is here today to share with us his memorable experience with Dr. Schweitzer. Welcome to Station WBOE, Dr. Renner.
Thank you. I am glad to be here.
Doctor, what was the special reason for your visit to Dr. Schweitzer this past year?
The religious heritage of America sent us to confer its greatest honor upon Dr. Albert Schweitzer on his 90th birthday. They had long believed that Dr. Schweitzer should have this award, and they sent us to confer that award upon him.
I believe that you have with you an excerpt of this award. Would you care to elaborate on that just a bit further?
Yes, the Religious Heritage of America is an organization of God-fearing religious people without regard to race, color, or creed, who believe that America was founded by people who put God first in their lives, and they thus tried to make America good as well as great.
Those are commendable objectives.
Well, the Religious Heritage of America has given honors to presidents of the United States, senators, justices of the Supreme Court, and many other people like Billy Graham and Cecil B. DeMille, and they wanted to give an award to Dr. Schweitzer, and when they found out he was too old to come, they sent us there to give the award to him at his hospital.
You very kindly brought with you an excerpt of a tape during which time you, representing the Heritage, was presenting this to Dr. Schweitzer, and this might be the time to hear a part of this recording which was made in Africa.
Yes, Mr. Heist.
The motto of the Religious Heritage of America is "This Nation Under God." There are many who feel that since God is the Father of all men everywhere, that we should go even further and strive to make this one world under God. It is with this idea in mind that we go to Dr. Albert Schweitzer, doctor of philosophy, music, religion, and medicine, because we feel that no man has done more than Dr. Schweitzer to make this one world under God.
In a way, you have answered the next question I proposed to ask, which was, what unusual educational background did Albert Schweitzer have? But could you elaborate on that?
Well, Dr. Schweitzer came from an educated family. At the age of 12, he was an organist in a church taught by his father. And at the very early ages of the 20s, he already had a degree of Doctor of Religion, Doctor of Philosophy, and Doctor of Theology.
This is most remarkable, and I believe, am I not right in this, that he had also published a number of books which had received international acclaim?
He had published books on theology and on philosophy that had been used as textbooks throughout many of the educational institutions of Europe. And he had made records that were played all over Europe and all over the world, for that matter.
Speaking of records, we might mention that the opening music on this program was played by Dr. Schweitzer during a concert tour in Europe some years ago. Dr. Schweitzer then accomplished all this, you tell us, before his 30th birthday.
Yes, Dr. Schweitzer had done all this before he had decided that there was something more than religion and philosophy and music in this life.
Any one of these would have been a career in themselves for an ordinary man, wouldn't it?
Yes, there are doctors in Cleveland, three of them who have degrees in law and medicine, and that is most unusual, but none have degrees in four different specialties.
And we might point out that these are earned degrees and not honorary degrees.
All of Dr. Schweitzer's degrees were earned.
Now, at about age 30, then, there seems to have been some change in his thinking, perhaps influenced by his philosophy of life. Could you tell us just how he come to make this decision to become a doctor of medicine?
Dr. Schweitzer wanted to give his life where it would do most service for all mankind, and especially for those who needed it most. He had read about the great need in Africa and had read the stories of Trader Horn, and so he went over there to investigate that area and decided that he ought to become a doctor in order to take care of the physical body as well as the mental side of the human being.
We sometimes call such people medical missionaries. Would this term properly describe him?
Yes, I think Dr. Schweitzer is one of the leading medical missionaries of the world, was, and I think that he influenced a lot of the other men, like Dr. Larimer Mellon in Haiti. And I believe that
he... Tom Dooley?
Also influenced Tom Dooley. And this same organization gave an award to Tom Dooley as Churchman of the Year for his medical missionary work. And that's the reason why we wanted also to honor Dr. Schweitzer in the same way that we did Tom Dooley.
And very possibly Dr. Dooley became Dr. Dooley because of Dr. Schweitzer.
We think so, that he had decided to give his life as Dr. Schweitzer had been setting the example for these doctors who are interested in the physical and the spiritual welfare of their fellow man.
Somewhere I read that Dr. Schweitzer literally followed the command of Jesus to his disciples to follow me, and he literally did that. Didn't he?
Yes, we call Jesus the Master Physician of Galilee, and Dr. Schweitzer wanted to follow Jesus as closely as he could and become the Master Physician on the equator in Africa, where he could do most good for mankind.
Well, so far you've pointed out a very unusual educational and professional background, but his hospital also was very unusual, and you as a doctor must certainly have been aware of some of these. Could you tell us in what way his hospital itself was quite unusual?
I suppose I was selected to take this award because I was a doctor, a surgeon here in Cleveland, and I was really shocked when I first visited the hospital and saw that Dr. Schweitzer really meant it when he said he will take the hospital to the natives by making the hospital exactly like their home life. And so he brings them to the hospital, and each room in the hospital is open on one side. The patient is on a cot in front, and all the relatives sleep in that same one room on burlap sacks and other in mattresses that are nothing but the ground. And there they have all the animals, the goats, the chickens, the pigs, and everything else running around the hospital. I never saw anything like it before in all my life.
Doctor, I was much impressed with the tape recording you brought along today, in which it shows some of the unusual things that go on at Dr. Schweitzer's hospital. Would you tell us the background of this tape recording we're going to play in a moment?
I was annoyed when I was making the presentation because his pet birds kept making noises, and there were all kind of noises from the animals outside, from the goat and everything. But the climax came when Dr. Schweitzer was replying to the award, and he was speaking in French, and it was being translated. But there was the doggondest clanging on the gong you ever heard, and it didn't bother Dr. Schweitzer. He went right on. But somebody got up and went out, and here the monkey, the chimpanzee outside, had decided it was time to eat and was ringing the dinner gong. We were in the dining room then, and the chimpanzee thought we were there to eat.
I think our listeners would like to hear this little excerpt from the tape. This is a demonstration of Dr. Schweitzer's profound respect for animal life. I understand that he forbids the destruction of any form of animal life. Dr. Renner, Dr. Schweitzer has been the subject of considerable criticism during his lifetime. Why, then, did his death last month become a matter of world concern?
Well, the most of the criticism of his life and his hospital had come from medical doctors who didn't like the way that he did not kill all kinds of bugs and ants and everything else crawling around the hospital. But he kept the hospital clean, even though he had respect for life and thought life was given by God and should be respected by all mankind. But most of all, Dr. Schweitzer established one of the large 600-bed hospitals in the place most needed, and he inspired other men like Dr. Tom Dooley and Dr. Larimer Mellon in Haiti to follow in his footsteps and try and establish medical hospitals in the places where they were most needed by mankind.
Thank you, Dr. Renner, for giving our classroom listeners this personal word picture of one of the great men of this century.
You have just heard a program presented by the Division of Social Studies. This is your school station, WBOE, in Cleveland.